Welcome to the Non-Binary Show. I'm Sam and I'm bisexual.
I'm Mika and I'm non-binary.
This intro is going to be a little different for this episode because our intro that you are familiar with already isn't relevant anymore.
Yeah, because some things have changed. Good times, come on.
It's a celebration.
Yeah, so we have a lot of things to talk about today.
Yeah.
And most important is what happened last, like, not last week, a week before.
It's been about 10 days now.
Yeah.
Mm.
We still have quite an order for this episode. It's not just about us.
Yeah.
There's still some things.
This isn't going to be, like, self-indulgent. I was afraid of that. I didn't want it to be, like, look at us, we're so amazing kind of thing.
We are a little bit. But we're not cocky about it.
No, no. You know,
we're amazing, because everyone is amazing.
Yeah.
You are amazing, too.
You're amazing. You're valid. So, we've had a couple of messages on Instagram from a non-binary person called Dylan. They messaged us before the wedding, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a few days or
Would you like to read it out?
Then you do it, because I can't look at the screen.
Oh, because you're looking at the microphone.
I can't read. That's the other thing. You should keep this in.
I think so too.
Honey, I have to tell you something. I can't read.
Okay, so Dylan sent us the following message. So I just wanted to say that I found your podcast not too long ago, and it has really been helping me as I realized I was non-binary about 2.5 weeks ago. And I love binge listening to your podcast while at work. Now, while I haven't come out to most people, I know the ones I have come out to have been super supportive. However, I'm afraid to come out as my uncle, who is a very stereotypical conservative American man, and it worries me, especially after he posted something that said how adults were confused about their gender and that the world is going insane. Do you two have any advice?
Yeah, so at this point I was thinking that I have most experience in that question.
Yeah.
Like, coming out gender-wise. So, like, because I had to go through things myself, and not a lot, I didn't come out to that many people yet, and still just few people knows, and who don't know, like my dad still doesn't know fully.
Yeah.
Because I have never talked about this to him, because my language, like, Lithuanian language is so complex and so gendered, that I still don't know the true, like, good words to put that in.
Yeah.
Still, like, don't know how to explain this, and I have the same fear. If I tell him, he might just say it's bullshit and stuff, and, like, it is hard.
Yeah.
So what I told Dylan is just to try and talk to their uncle about the issue first, and then see how what the uncle thinks about it.
Yeah.
And then try to explain how it actually is. Don't come out straight away and say, I'm non-binary, take this. Because some people,
if you say, I'm non-binary, they'll just flat out stop listening straight away.
Yeah, because...
And they're not going to want to learn about it because they don't understand it.
Yeah, exactly, that's the thing.
So if they understand it first, then maybe they can try and listen to what you have to say afterwards.
That's it. Because the thing is, some people might not be bad or, like, ignorant. Yeah. It's just they don't have the knowledge of the thing, and they just think, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
And if you just straight away tell them, I'm non-binary, and they're just gonna shut you out and say, you're stupid, and just go away, and it won't make you upset, they will be upset. So just, it's, of course, it's not fair that you have to go through so much thinking to just tell everyone who you are.
I know.
But that's the reality we're facing, that you have to talk and make sure the person understands what it is first, before coming out.
So after you sent that message to Dylan, I felt like I had to say something a little bit, because I don't have as much experience with coming out gender-wise as you do. But I just had to apologise to say, sorry you're having to go through this. We wish we could do more. Like, from a podcaster's perspective, just talking about it isn't enough. It's a very scary time in the US right now. Just know that whatever happens does not make you any less of a human being. That was all I wanted to add, really.
Yeah, that's the thing. Coming out is scary, but just before you do that, you need to remind yourself that it doesn't invalidate you.
No.
Yeah, so what I said as well, where is it? Just keep in mind that whatever he says, it won't invalidate you. And remember, you can always message us whenever you want and we'll do our best to help.
Yeah.
Even if it's just to vent. You can always do that. Like, you can always just message us and tell your experience. Yeah. And if you don't want us to talk about it on the podcast, we won't.
Yeah.
Like, we will always ask you if it's okay to talk about this. Because if not, you can just message us to just vent and to just have an answer or something.
Yeah.
We're always there.
Absolutely. Dylan did say one more thing after I sent that message.
Yeah.
It is a very worrisome time here. However, your podcast gives me hope, even with the bad news you all share. So we do kind of, we don't mean to keep it negative a lot of the time, but most of the things we talk about is kind of the bad side.
Shit happens.
Yeah. It shows me that we are not just a few people, rather we are everywhere, from the US to Lithuania to the UK, and we are not alone in our struggles and that we are valid.
Yes, you are all valid and we are all valid and no one can stop us.
Nobody can stop us. We will rise.
Don't let the homophobes hear, because they will just... A new apocalypse.
We're on the edge of greatness.
Oh no,
we just finished watching She-Ra.
Yeah, can you tell?
That last episode is such a gay fest, isn't it?
I know, it was so cool.
We're gonna win in the end. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Okay, the next thing we're going to celebrate, apart from the big thing that's happened to us, is we just hit 1,000 listens. Woo 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 woo. We want to just say thank you.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for responding and messaging us, even if it's just few of you. But it's always nice to hear from you. It's always nice to know that someone actually, it helps someone.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why we do this podcast. So people listen. Even if it's only like few a day, I'm still very happy to see those numbers.
Yeah,
we always we check them every day, and if you see like at least one that day, you're just like, yeah, look, someone listened. It's always nice.
We started in January,
yeah,
and so it's been like the middle of January,
yeah,
so it's been just over 3 months now, because we're getting towards the end of April now.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have been checking every day and we've slowly seen the number grow. And when we used to get to like 100, 200, 300, hitting that milestone every so often was a big thing.
Yeah.
And now it's 1,000.
Yeah. So because it's 1,000 and we've been hitting new countries every once in a while, and we just keep saying, oh, look, we have a new country. So we're not going to read all the countries, because...
Much to my disappointment.
Yeah, I'm not going to read all 42 countries. We're going to read top 10 this time. So top 10. It's a third time recording this.
I'm going to keep that in now. All right.
Top 10 is South Africa.
Argentina.
Austria.
Canada.
Poland.
Australia.
Lithuania.
Germany.
United Kingdom.
United States.
Yeah, so United States is the biggest number, because I'm in a lot of non-binary groups, and I think most of the members in there are from US.
Yeah.
And Reddit.
Yeah.
And Lithuanian number is big, because I'm in quite a few Lithuanian groups as well. And I don't know UK why it's so high.
I'm not sure either. I think that's just because... Oh, I posted a few times in a bisexual UK group.
Maybe that.
And I guess that's partly why.
Oh, I have posted in some transgender UK as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's nice to see numbers grow as well. It's nice to see my home country, Lietuva.
So in our stats, we can click on some of the countries and see which regions you're listening from within the countries. So we've got quite a lot of states that people are listening from in the US. The most common state, the number one state everyone's listening from in the US is Colorado.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, if you're from Colorado, please message us. Please get in touch. We want to know who you are.
If you're from anywhere, please message us. We want to know who you are.
If you're from a country that we haven't mentioned, if you're not in our top 10, please message us. We want to know who you are. and then we can click on the state and see where in the state you're listening from. So from Colorado, for example, we've got Littleton, Aurora, Arvada, then Denver, and then Canyon City. Is that how you pronounce it?
No idea.
There's a little thing on one of the ends.
Canyon.
Canyon. Like it's I'm Spanish. So sorry. Like it's Spanish.
We are so sorry. But yeah, it's nice to see the numbers. It's always nice to see a new country as well.
Yeah. It's also nice to see in our stats that which kinds of apps you're listening from as well. Our most common one is Spotify. You know this percentage from Spotify. That's all me, by the way.
Maybe the whole 1K is just, it's like what, Dylan, Chance and you.
Hi, Chance.
Hi, Chance. Hi,
bet you didn't think
hi Sam.
Bet you didn't think you'd get a shout out again, did you? So we've got Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. What is CastBox?
Well, it's there.
I don't know. And the rest is just other. But I think that's things like Stitcher.
And well, there's a lot of different apps. Let's not get into that.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, it's cool to see where people are listening from, what devices you're listening from.
Yeah, we know everything.
Yeah. Should we just leave it at that, though?
Oh. So we have some stats on our episode as well. So we can see...
We know what episodes you're listening to the most.
I'm kind of pleased that people listen the most to coming out stories, because I think that's the most personal one.
Yeah.
Because we actually, like, spilled a lot in that episode.
Yeah.
Like, we had just opened our hearts and just spilled everything what's in there, basically. Like, yeah. I hope that that episode helps people coming out as well, or build up the courage.
Mm.
And there are two that very close. Censoring music, which was just as shit talking about music in games.
Not even shit talking about music. We were just smack talking Just Dance.
Just Dance, yeah, that was it.
Then we got misgendering and public toilets. And then we did a few of unnecessarily gendered products. That kind of went well as well. LGBT hate within the community. The story of us.
And then there's representation on TV and... The latest one is getting harder to be a transgender in the US.
Yeah.
The most recent ones, the ones that don't have that many listens, though, I feel like they have the longest listen time.
Yeah.
Because people actually started listening to us, like, through the whole thing. Like, in the beginning, people were skipping us because we put music in. Silly us.
Hey, that was one episode and I fixed that, okay? That was the story of us.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we can move on, I think.
Okay.
Oh, that. Every single time we post anything on Instagram, at non.by.neri.
Well done.
We always get, promote your podcast on whatever. Not gonna promote them.
No.
It's so freaking annoying. Every single time hashtag podcast gives us that spam. You know how many followers we have? 77.
Yeah.
Which is nothing. Like, no one would want to... That just, like... I feel like they just probably want to scam you or something.
Of course.
Oh, we have 78. Nice.
Ooh.
The first time someone said, "Do you want a collab?" was when we had 30-something.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Leave. Like, people are disgusting.
Oh, then there was that that clothing company who said they would do us, they would make a discount code for us.
Yeah, so that sounds gay. Never ever trust them. They actually scam people and they just target queer people. To,
yeah.
So you buy their merch. We got lucky to get that.
Yeah.
Like, we paid money, but we got the actual thing.
We actually had to message them to ask, when are we getting our stuff? Because they forgot our order. Well, sorry, forgot.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah, you can hear me doing air quotes, I hope.
Yeah.
So that was really disappointing.
Be careful with them.
Yeah. Oh, they also said that they would send us some, like, a surprise thing, like with our order.
Or something.
Yeah, like pins or something. And never got that.
No. No, then I just... I mean, it's my fault for falling for that, really. Kind of, you could kind of see that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... We're lucky that we didn't spend, like, hundreds or something.
Yeah.
It was just, like, 20 each, I think. Something like that. But, yeah, never fall for that.
Yeah.
Just, no.
You know, I just realized, if I remember correctly, that sounds gay, are based in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Coincidence?
Don't know. At least they listen.
Yeah.
If you listen, fuck you. Scammer.
You want to move on to the big news then?
Yeah, the tiny news. We did a thing.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Got married!
Oh. Jazz hands.
Woohoo! Woo.
Yeah, so we couldn't do much.
No, because a lot of the country is still closed off, and
yeah, that.
Yeah.
Not the fact that we broke.
So first of all, we have no money, probably because of the pandemic.
That would be a place to plug a Patreon, which we don't have yet. But okay, maybe next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't want to spend a bunch of money, and we don't have, and it's pandemic and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we decided to get married anyway, just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Because we can't live without being married. So we got married, we got a few days away, like we just went away for a few days.
Yeah.
And it was
great. And that was our little honeymoon afterwards as well.
Yeah.
So in my head, for a really long time, I wanted to do things like how everybody else does a wedding. Like, you have a lot of people in, you rent out a venue, you invite all your friends and family that you never see any other time, you pay for a photographer, a DJ or a band, you get the catering and all that. I wanted all that for a really long time, but marrying you, I realized that I didn't need all that. And it turned out to be a beautiful day just because I was with you.
Yeah, and that's what I tried to tell you.
Yeah. So we didn't have a photographer. We had my dad and any other guests who wanted to take photos. And I say guests, I mean my family, because your family is in Lithuania.
Yeah.
And they can't come over because of COVID.
Yeah.
We didn't have any catering. Instead, my mom went to supermarkets and bought a load of party food, like samosas, chicken nuggets, things like that.
Yeah.
And she just decked it all out on her dining table. She decorated the garden with bunting and flowers and things
and
like
balloons.
That. Balloons and flowers and... Yeah.
Decorated the car as well.
She did. She decorated her car. She drove us there to the register office. So we didn't even have a venue. We used the register office in our local...
The cheapest room.
The cheapest, the smallest room. That's like the bare minimum where you only have two witnesses because that's the legal requirement. You only need at least two witnesses. Everything else people do is just a bonus, isn't it?
Just to spend the money.
Yeah.
I've never felt like I need to spend the money.
Hmm.
Like, that's when I proposed, I told you can do whatever you want because I don't really care as long as I get to marry you.
Yeah.
So I don't care about... I'm the simple person.
Yeah.
I don't care about showing off. I don't care what age my car is. I don't care what I wear. Like, if it's branded clothes or not. Like, I'm not that kind of person who just wants to show off.
Yeah.
Because mostly the big weddings are either to show off or you just know a lot of people you want to invite.
Yeah.
And we don't, so.
Yeah. I mean, we barely have two friends to scrape between the two of us. So it was going to be a small wedding anyway, I think.
Yeah. But this time it was nice.
Yeah.
And, like, it's nice to be married now.
Yeah.
It's weird, but it's nice.
She is smiling at me so much right now.
Like, you're not smiling.
I know. Yeah. Oh, we didn't need a DJ either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made a mix.
My 7-hour party mix really came in handy. The party wasn't 7 hours long, though.
It was, like, 3, 2, something like
maybe,
that.
I think about 3.5. Maybe. So we were listening to that music while getting ready, and then we carried on at my parents' house, and then we carried on back at our house afterwards.
Yeah,
it was just a good night with good music all day.
Yeah, everyone was friendly, and we did film. I did give your mom my phone to film as well, so we have the whole ceremony filmed.
Yeah.
We have cake cut filmed and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, there was the video of my mom putting a sparkler on the cake.
Her family is so scared of everything. They were reading a manual for it.
No, my sister was reading the instructions on the back of this sparkler. And she said, don't use a lighter. And then we were all just outraged, like, what else are we supposed to hear? Like, just this horrible, shrill British voice from everybody. Well, what else are we supposed to use? How are you supposed to light it without a lighter? And then my sister just got to this instruction that said, retire immediately before lighting.
And
like, it was just like, what,
bad.
Is it going to blow up?
It wasn't that bad. It just...
No.
A fountain of fire.
To be honest, I think the wind ruined it a little bit. I think it would have gone on for a lot longer if the wind
Yeah,
because
we were
blow.
Outside. So that's the other thing. We've been checking the weather for like past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like as long as it showed up for that day, we started checking the weather.
Yeah.
And it always showed like cloudy.
Cloudy every day up until the day before.
And then the day, actual day, was so warm and sunny and like
there
was
no
clouds.
No clouds. Yeah.
And for the whole week when we were out as well. So when we finally booked a place to stay for the honeymoon.
Yeah.
It still showed as well cloudy and maybe rainy some of the days.
Mm.
When we went there, only like the mornings were a bit gloomy.
Yeah.
Only 2 of them. Like 2 days we were so like sunny and clear and stuff.
Yeah.
And just two last days where mornings were gloomy. But we still had such a good time and, like, we could go to nice places because it still was sunny in the evening.
Yeah.
Like, the weather was so great.
Should we tell the listeners where we went then?
Yeah.
We bought a few nights in a caravan park in Devon.
Yeah.
It was self-catering. I've never done self-catering before.
Fancy bitch. You'll learn how to live with my broke ass.
Hey, I would ever only go on holiday if I had money.
Yeah, that's the
difference. I wouldn't go on a holiday if it meant trying to scrape by.
So this is advice from me to everyone, and including you.
Yes, boss.
If you feel like you don't have money and you're just waiting for money to do stuff, go on holiday or like... get some your time. Anything that includes, like, every time you say, I can't do this because I need money. No, that's just your brain telling you that that's the thing. Because I've proved so many times now that you don't need to wait for money to change things. Just need to plan out some stuff. So, for example, if you want to go on holiday, but you're broke, you don't have to... Holiday doesn't mean fancy hotel on a fancy like island. Your holiday could be somewhere just a few miles away in a tent or something, or just take a day off.
Yeah.
And just have a road trip if you have a car. If you don't have a car, get a train tickets and just have a train day, and it will still be fun. Whatever you like to do, I'm sure it doesn't have to be expensive. You just need to find a way to please yourself.
Hmm.
That's all. Just Yay. Never tell yourself that I need money to... No. I proved you this so many times now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm listening. Seriously, I'm listening.
Yeah. I'm done.
So what kind of places did we go to down there then?
I can't say the name of the one place because you always scream at me. So I'm not saying.
Turkey, not Turkey.
I say Turkey, but it sounds like Turkey.
It's just Turkey is a very different place to Turkey.
I know. It's just the accent comes out sometimes the same way it comes out of V's and W's.
Oh, yeah.
And F's and F.
Fucking hell. She's still laughing.
You made me laugh by doing that again. No, sometimes actually like F, F and th, th.
Yeah.
The sound.
That was very violent.
That's what my teacher taught me to do.
Have we talked about that teacher before?
On the podcast, no.
Okay, do you want to?
She wasn't a bad teacher. She was just, she used to get mad because no one know how to pronounce things. Yeah. So one time she just like did that violent TH pronunciation Ooh. Sound and just like spit on all of us basically. Oh. No, she didn't. It's just, yeah. She kept saying she's teaching us British English. And I came here and I hear other, mother. And I'm like, where's the sound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
British English from, what, the 1700s?
Excuse me.
We originated the language.
No. Yeah.
I still need to show you that.
Yeah.
Still need to watch US Drag Race. So we went to Torquay. Mostly just walking down the beach that day, wasn't it?
So we went on the Ferris wheel.
Yeah,
which is what you posted on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah,
the video.
That was the first time I think I'd ever been on a Ferris wheel.
I've been before, but not on that one. Yeah, so it was nice. The water is like very blue green, like very clear and very like bright yeah. color. There was sun and weather is clear. Mm. It's like really, really beautiful.
Yeah,
and we came around like three times, and then we started walking down the beach and it just mm-hmm. felt nice, and the waves were violent a bit as well. See, waves and violent, it's very hard to
waves and violent.
Yeah, exactly, because then just brain mess up.
Yeah,
because you have to switch up, because we only have in my language.
Yeah,
there's no w. That's why the brain sometimes
We went to the zoo.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a nice peacock that showed off his nice feathers and like reflective in the sun as well. Like, I have a video of that.
The peacocks at Paignton Zoo, they let them roam around. They're not in enclosure.
Yeah.
They just roam around on the paths and into other animals' enclosures. You saw a lion.
Finally. From the great distance, but still I saw a lion.
Yeah.
Finally.
That was the only one you wanted to see, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, we see a lion, we're done, let's go home.
I've never seen a lion before.
Yeah.
At least I don't remember seeing a lion.
You've seen tigers?
Yeah. We've seen tiger as well, but again, very big, like very far away.
Yeah. There's tortoises?
Yeah, huge tortoises.
And meerkats?
A lot of monkeys.
Yeah.
Different type of monkeys.
Yeah. Half of the zoo was still closed off.
Couldn't see crocodiles.
Couldn't see the crocodiles or the snakes.
Oh, yeah.
Or the frogs.
Well, we
nothing in the reptile house.
To be fair,
house.
We don't really need to see a lot of snakes because we have one.
We have a snake.
And he's nice.
And he's shed today, yeah. actually.
He's very friendly again now.
Yeah.
Like, he's very active again, so we could take him out and play with him and stuff.
Yeah. A little noodle. Yeah, there wasn't a lot. A lot of indoor spaces were closed off because of the pandemic, because it's inside. And that meant half the animals that are allowed outside, you still didn't see because you weren't allowed inside.
Yeah.
So we didn't see any, we didn't see the giraffes. We didn't see any of the like exotic birds and stuff.
It was still nice though. It was.
Yeah, it was a great day. Very sunny.
Yeah.
Nice to be outside for that long. The ice cream was expensive.
How much was it?
It was like £8 for two, like, no. So I got two different kinds of scoop.
I got one scoop because I wasn't.
And altogether it was like £8.
Because you were greedy and then you didn't finish it.
I finished the ice cream. I didn't know that the tub it came in was wafer. I was just going to say, oh, cool, a tub. Then I don't have to eat the cone because I don't like wafer that much.
Oh, I ate it.
I always leave the cone.
Really?
I always have. I never liked eating the cone. Because by the time you were like half done with it, it's all soggy. And then I would just want to throw it away or give it to someone else. Give it to my dad.
Spoiled.
Who wants to eat a soggy wafer? Be real.
Kids in Africa? I'm sorry.
Are we going there? Are we that kind of podcast now? Oh, damn.
Don't waste food.
No.
We don't waste food.
I don't waste food.
And that's why you're buying a tub.
Yeah,
that's the point. Yeah,
but then the tub was. But then the tub was also made of wafer.
Yeah,
and then I gave it to you.
I ate it because that's what spouses do now. Eat each other's
spouses. Oh, it still sounds so weird calling you a spouse.
So we came to an agreement that Sam only can call me a spouse, and I call her a wife, which is only so cool. Yeah. Sometimes she's like, my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me feel so warm inside.
I feel so grown up.
I'm someone's wife. Yeah. I mean, it does feel like we've grown up and yet nothing else has changed.
No, but it's like we just talked 10 minutes before starting the podcast. Yeah. We had a mini plan review thing.
Oh, don't make me cry again.
I'm not going to talk about it in detail because nothing is... We just spoke about things we want to do in the future, and turns out it's kind of the same. It's like these things, because now you can safely plan things and talk about things, because you know that person will stay.
Yeah.
Even, of course, sometimes when you're not married, you still like know that that person won't go away because you love them and stuff. But it's still that security that they are there to stay.
Well, we are bonded.
Yeah.
Now.
Legally.
Legally.
Can't get out of the contract.
I mean, you can. It's called divorce, but come on, who would want to do that if they're so in love?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's it then for today.
No.
What else?
I want to talk about sheep.
Okay, talk about sheep.
So,
can I get myself some coffee?
Did you know? So we went for a really nice walk next to a river, not far from our the holiday park we were staying at. And part of that walk meant that we had to walk through a field of sheep just to be close to the river. And the farmers let you walk through this field. They don't care, as long as you don't like attack the sheep, right? Exactly. As long as you don't harm the sheep, they're okay with you just walking through. You can walk your dog in there as well, as long as you like keep it on a lead and all that. We've got a lot of videos of sheep. A lot
sheeping
of
around.
Sheeping. Sheepishly. And a lot of lambs are so cute. I've never been so close to a sheep or a lamb before. It was really cool.
We've been so close to a sheep in Wales. Remember that huge waterfall? And then we went on this mountain and there was Marcus, the sheep.
I called him Marcus. Yes, I remember Marcus.
Then he ran away.
I mean, that we weren't that close to him. He was climbing the mountain as we were. So he was kind of getting away from us a little bit. Yeah. But this field, there must have been about 50 sheep.
A lot.
Yeah. And, like, as you got close to a lamb, it would start baring at the its mother or something. Yeah. And then it would kind of like go up to her and like start getting all cozy with her. And it
Or attack her boobs for a moment.
Yes.
That like violently.
It was very violent. Aggressive breastfeeding. I was wrong. This is what the podcast has been reduced to.
You wanted to talk about sheep.
I just want to talk about sheep. Sheep and waterfalls.
Still plenty to go.
Oh, so on the way back home, we took like an hour detour and went to Bristol. We went to Puzzlewood on the last day of our honeymoon.
It was nice. It's cheap.
Yeah.
It's like £7 for a person.
It was, yeah.
It's cheap, especially if you have kids. It's very nice. And if you like magical stuff.
Yeah.
I really recommend that. Even for me, who's like, I'm not a huge fan of like Lords of the Rings or something, but I still find them fascinating because like the rocks and the trees are all bendy and mystically like and moss everywhere as well.
Yeah, like your favorite part of everything was just how much moss there was.
Yeah, because it's like troll just gonna come out.
Yeah,
or something.
Or like the moss on the rock is the troll.
Yeah,
and it just gets up.
Yeah, yeah. It looked like very cool.
Those kind of like fantasy kind of images. So we got there and they gave us this leaflet, and I didn't know a thing about this place. I didn't know they were going to give us a treasure hunt to look for a load of spots around this wood. But it turned out to be a good game. Like, we split up at one point.
Yeah, because there's few... Because it's one-way system. Few roads you had to take... Had to choose which one you go to.
Yeah.
So we split up and turns out they don't meet in the end.
Yeah, that was a bit... Yeah, I had to go back on myself just to meet up with you in the end.
My road was better, anyway.
I think yours was, yeah. Although I did see something down there. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, there's things like spooky-looking trees. There's faces in rocks that you have to look out for. There's bridges. People, like, they've built bridges and stepping stones and all sorts. It is very nice. And you are that far away from roads that it doesn't ruin the experience for you.
Yeah, it's quiet.
It's quiet. It's like you're very with the nature. That's what I liked about it.
Yeah. Are we done now then? Outro then?
I think so. So in the next episode, we're going to start using our new intro and outro.
Yeah, this time I just said, let's just talk.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you for listening and thank you for all the thousand of them.
Yeah.
And I hope you keep listening and
I hope we hit another thousand.
Yeah.
And maybe more after that. In the meantime, you can get in touch with us on our socials.
Our Instagram is at non.by.neri.
Our Facebook is at non.by.neri.show.
You can also email us at non.by.neri.pod@gmail.com.
Or send us a voice message at anchor.fm/nonbinary. That's all one word, no dots.
And see you, or you hear us, in the next episode.
And remember, you are valid.